Welcome to Earth 2. My name is Ryan. I'm your host. If you haven't listened to this podcast before, here's the gist of what's going on. 3 weeks ago, I was walking out of my friend's house and I fell into what I believe to be some sort of rip in time and space and ended up in another world where superheroes are real and it's a lot like our world pretty much, except that superheroes are a normal thing. And I have two residents of this world with me, my friends at this point.
I wouldn't go that far.
I don't really have any friends in this world, but I have my two co-hosts with me. I have Oscar, a.k.a. Superfluous.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up? What's up with you this week? What's your power of the week?
Oh, you know.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking, actually.
I actually am able to see through walls today, or this week.
Really?
It's been pretty amazing.
What's happening on the other side of that wall over there?
Well, not really anything going on out over there. I have spent a lot of time at the gym this week.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
The
ladies' locker room?
Once in a while. It happens on accident. Yeah.
He works in HR.
That's true.
Who's he going to report to?
I know the repercussions of that, but, you know, it's still hard not to.
Okay. So can you see through, like, my clothing?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
I'm not happy with what I'm seeing. It's not like I can't turn it off.
I do not go to the gym if that, isn't obvious.
It's not on all the time.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
But I'm just saying, you know, that's been a perk.
Okay. Yeah. Not a perk looking at me, obviously. I also have Prisma with
me.
Yes.
Hello.
For the third week now.
I do. Yep. I'm here.
How are you this week?
I'm good. I brought you cookies.
I noticed that there were some cookies.
I felt pretty sad that you learned about the whole face sitting thing last week, so I brought you cookies.
I appreciate that. Is there anything in them that would, you know?
Just chocolate and cinnamon.
Chocolate and cinnamon. Okay. Well, I'm not going to eat all these by myself because it's a huge plate, so obviously you guys can have some cookies too and enjoy them. But when I say guys, it's because we also have a guest here with us that I haven't introduced yet.
I can't believe you got this guy.
I met him. He's been kind of like the only constant besides my two other hosts because he's a guard in the prison where I'm at. He brings me my food and usually doesn't yell at me, so that's good. And he's also got a really cool suit that just made a noise. I don't know if you heard it, but it's pretty cool. Anyway, I'm going to introduce him. His name is Construct. That's all I know him as. It's what his name tag says. I'm sure that was issued by SF over
by
here.
By myself, yes.
Yep. How are you, Construct?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You seem really excited.
I am very excited to be on the show.
Yeah. Did you listen to our other episodes? Or did you listen to them when we film them? Or
no, I've listened to them both. I could see you guys filming them from across the room.
Right.
You know, because I have to keep an eye on all you guys that are in here. But, you know, I get to actually be with you guys. So that's cool.
Yeah, it's exciting to have you here. Like I said, you're the only person that I've, like, kind of gotten to talk to. And I haven't really gotten to talk to you that much because obviously I have a job to do. But, you know, I get to see you on a regular basis. So that's cool. And in my world, we don't really have really big suits of armor, like exosuits, you know. So that's pretty neat.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. It's kind of my thing.
Was it expensive?
You're
a prison guard, so I feel like it's a big for your salary.
He's paid well.
I built it myself.
Oh, okay.
You know, I didn't just buy it, you know, on like, you know, some website or something. Okay. I built this thing, so that saved me some money. It's one of a kind.
Right.
So nobody else has
it. It looks very, very one of a kind, yeah.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is.
I think you, something on your shoulder you've got, like, looks like it's falling off. You might want to look at that.
Well, I mean, every maintenance, I'm missing a screw.
Every time I've seen you, you're wearing it, so it's obvious.
So you're, like, cosplaying a hero?
No.
Wait, you guys have cosplay here?
It does stuff. It does stuff, okay?
We have a TV show about cosplayers. We kind of just poke fun at them.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I am not this is not foam over here.
Wannabe.
This is titanium alloy.
Wannabe titanium.
Dude, you're taking this way too seriously.
SF, do you think you could, like, crush a piece of that? It's titanium. I'm not asking you to do it, because obviously he spent a lot of time on it. But
yeah,
saying,
I would
you?
Do that, but yeah, I could do that. I could.
I mean, maybe, depending on the week.
I always have my strumpf.
Yeah, he always has a strength. Always. He let us know that last week. So, that kind of sucks for you, I guess.
Yeah, it'd be great if the head of HR crushed an employee's suit.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's going to. I was just curious about his strength, like, if he could crush
Who's
it.
Going to report him? Just saying.
Me to me?
That's a good point.
I wield power.
I mean, who is going to report him? Anyway, I feel like that file disappeared. I feel like we're picking on you. I'm not trying to. I really think your suit is really cool.
Yeah, it is nice. Cool. How do you power it?
Well, that's a proprietary power source that's of my own design.
Okay.
So I can't tell you.
Is it the big glowing thing in the middle?
Well, kind of. I mean, that's just the light that it gives off. It looks kind of cool.
So that's decorative?
It's a C, of course.
Like
it's
a Christmas
decorative.
Light? Like Christmas?
It's my symbol, you know? The C.
Oh, the C is for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
It's for Construct.
Oh, Construct. You knew Chris? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I did not know Chris.
You didn't know Chris?
Not personally.
Okay.
I mean, I know he was like 95.
He was good people.
So.
Well, yeah, somebody's related to him, right?
So how do you... So, you're just powered, but your suit's powered by that one thing, that one light?
Well, the light doesn't power it. The light is an effect of
it.
Is
it a ring?
Okay. How do you keep it cool? Because that much power means that much heat. So how do you not burn out?
I'm not going to get... I don't want other people to be able... This is my suit.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
You know, I'm not going to just put blueprints out there for everybody to see on, you know, MySpace.
Could you build me one?
I'm sorry?
Could you build me one?
Just without the power?
I could, but what... Why? I mean, this is my thing. Right? I'm trying to make a spot for me.
Could you make him a cosplay of your suit?
I don't do cosplay. So if you want some reference photos, I can help you with that.
That's
sweet.
So to be fair, I haven't actually seen your suit do anything. I mean, you look cool walking it and stuff, but like, does
it
do anything?
What does it do?
I mean, we're not supposed to use our powers much inside at this level. So.
Okay. Well, can you just like give me a little sample?
I can explain what it does.
No, I just want to see. Okay, yeah, tell me first.
How many more challenges do you have before your level 2?
I mean, I've done all. I've had some interviews.
So you haven't even done a challenge in the gauntlet yet.
I did one. It didn't go well.
Oh.
Did that thing on your shoulder fall off when it was?
No, that was.
Cosplays do that.
That was from this morning getting off the bus, alright? Like, let's just move on
you,
from
you
the
take
shoulder.
The bus?
You take the bus!
The suit doesn't make me fly or anything.
Well, you should add that. That would be cool.
Yeah, you should add that.
We have the technology.
So, like, okay, guys, come on.
Look, the source is, it's not cheap to power this thing, so I'm not going to just use it on my daily commute.
That's true.
Can
you just carry it, like, in a duffel and then put your suit on when you get to work? Or do you have to just...
Then I would have to wear another set of clothes.
We have
to. Are you naked to do that?
Well, no, but the suit that's under it isn't like jeans. You know, like it would look weird.
But we have lockers. Like you could use a locker.
I didn't know we had lockers.
Yeah, that was part of the orientation. I didn't quite get to that, I guess.
So I have a locker?
Yeah.
Can I get like a code for the locker or
just use your suit, just pound through it, I guess.
But how do I lock it?
You can't. There's actually terrible security.
All the lockers
That's
are
good
on.
To know.
Well then why would I want to put my suit in there?
No.
That's
a fair point. I mean
you like to gamble? I mean
no.
Take a risk.
Okay, guys, he's our first fan, so I think we should be a little nicer to him.
Yeah, okay.
He's being a little harsh. So what does your suit do?
So my suit is really cool, actually. So what it does is it manipulates all of the light waves and photons around me and basically converts them to physical objects that I can then control and move around.
Can you just show us a little something? Can you just show us a little something?
I mean...
I'm not going to tell.
Well, you're not, but I do have, like, the head of HR here.
Are you going to tell?
No, I kind of want to
see
this.
It, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all
right. She's just a chef, right? I'm a head chef. Not to diminish her role.
So, like, for example...
If she
needed to make something that she needed, like, a pot for,
right.
I could, like, generate that.
Right, I'm saying, can you show us something?
Yeah, so here you go.
What? Why did you make yourself a top hat of anything? I mean, it's cool, but...
Well, because, I mean, it's funny, right?
Okay.
Like,
yeah. I mean, I just thought you were going to make a pot or something because you were alluding to
that. It was an example, but what would I do without here? I'd have to hold it then.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, so you have to hold it there and focus on that the whole time she's cooking a meal then?
No, but I mean, somebody has to, if it's a pot, it has to be somewhere.
That's true.
Right?
I feel like the science behind it. He probably knows more about the
science. So, like, if you created a pot using your suit and she's cooking a meal, uh-huh. and then you take a phone call and you gotta leave the room, does that pot just disappear?
Well, the suit has a very wide range.
Okay.
So that wouldn't really be an issue unless I had to go to, like, another country.
Do you work on Bluetooth? Because, like...
No, you guys have Bluetooth? No.
Yeah, it's, like, yeah. It has a 400-foot range.
Wow.
It's nothing like that. Okay. No, this is totally different. It has to do with the power source. The power source basically connects through
it's
the...
It's a ring.
Is it it's love?
It's not a ring, okay?
Is it love?
It's not love. The fourth dimension. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the light waves and the photons.
So is it kind of like an arc? Could you call it?
No, it's rays. Is there, and
is there a reaction that happens, like an arc reaction or anything?
Is it arc of the construct?
I mean, anything that occurs is a reaction of something.
Right, so you could say it's an arc reaction. So,
but there's no arc involved, it's a photon reaction.
Well, but I mean, there's probably arcing. We don't need to get into science. This is getting a little science-y for me.
It is a little science-y.
So, your suit is cool, like, we can all.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Being a prison guard, like, how did you get into that?
Well, you know, I wanted to help people and be a hero, and so I built this suit to let me, you know, create objects that could, you know, like, catch somebody if they're falling from a building, or, you know, maybe knock out a bad guy who's robbing a bank, and of course...
Have you done any of that?
In simulations? Yeah, here at the training center.
Okay. I hadn't gone through that yet.
Well, okay. No, you can train.
Oh, okay.
You can train. You can just sign up. There's a sheet. You just sign up on the sheet. But
it's like a study room.
So you have the gauntlet. Is there also like a danger room? Or is it... do you guys have a thing like that? Or I thought I've heard that somewhere.
So say you're wearing the suit on your bus ride home and you can't go below 55 miles per hour. How could you use your suit to save you from that dilemma? Because if you go below 55 miles an hour, there's a bomb on the bus and it will explode.
And at which point do you have sex with Sandra Bullock?
That sounds like a good idea for a movie. We should.
That would be great. I think that would be a good movie. But no, I could create a separate road underneath the bus that could go away from things.
Okay.
Right? Like a separate track that could take the bus off in another direction.
Oh, kind of like a Hot Wheels track.
I mean, but bigger, full size.
Okay.
I think I saw that in a movie, too.
Yeah. Probably a bad movie, but that idea could work.
I mean, it could. At the very least, it would get it away from other people.
Wouldn't it be more ideal to use your power to remove the bomb from said bus?
Do I know where the bomb is?
Yes.
This is a really weird scenario. I feel like it's very specific.
I mean, yeah, I guess if I knew where the bomb was, and I knew that it could be moved safely, then of course I could build a box around
it. Okay, so let me run you through this.
Yeah, can your
simulation. If you're on a boat, and it's a large boat, and you're headed towards an iceberg,
mm-hmm. Okay, that's
everybody's
a good
one. Gonna die. What do you do?
So I know that we're headed towards this iceberg.
Well, this one guy yelled it really loudly.
Okay, so then in that case, I could use the light waves from my suit against the iceberg to push us away.
Ah, it sounds like you just saved a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
So
I don't know why you're not a level 5.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, okay, so you said your suit manipulates light. Have you ever used it to make just like something basic, like a lantern or like anything like that?
A torch, tiki torch.
Well, more like maybe. Like, I mean, the light is green. I didn't know if like green would. You could do a.
Well, it isn't
like
just. It's not just green. I can make any of the colors.
Oh, okay. Well, I
when
just
you
seen,
so yellow.
The green,
yellow
green's
would be
my
a
favorite.
Good
green's my favorite color. So
I feel like yellow would just make people kind of like fearful of you.
Yeah,
yellow's really bright. So, but here's the thing: I just need like my suit lights up if I need it to.
Okay.
Right? So I wouldn't need to make a light because it is
like,
light.
Like you shoot rainbows at your butt.
I mean, yeah. I've never tried.
Okay.
Do you know Prisma? Because she knows some white stuff, too. She has some white stuff.
And brown stuff.
Well, rainbow color.
Rude.
All I know is that the food is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah, because I mean, that's what I eat for lunch every day, is whatever she makes. So, you know, it's good stuff. Definitely better than, you know, going
out
to the street.
She's got a new cappuccino machine in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So it must take
you'll
a lot
never of, enjoy that, but
it must take a lot of willpower to build a suit like this. Is that?
It's a lot of focus. It took me a really long time. It took me probably 3 years to build the suit.
So wait, so. Do you have powers?
The suit has powers.
Oh, so you're
useless.
You're
out of
just
your suit.
A dude.
Well, I'm a guy with a set of skills, and I use those skills to create...
When was the last time you met just a dude?
It's been a while.
Well,
so you have just a dude.
So would you say...
Oh, right. Ryan's just a dude.
Yeah, but he's nothing to write home about. So you have a very particular set of skills.
I do.
Skills that make you a nightmare for people like villains.
I mean, hopefully. That's the idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever faced a villain?
Or sat on their face?
I did.
That's the best
way
to get to know your villains.
I did catch a purse robber one time.
Oh, yeah?
A purse robber.
How'd you stop him?
So, well, he was running down the street away from the woman, and so I just built a little barrier on the sidewalk for him to trip over and fall on the ground. So,
was it a banana peel?
No, it was a barrier. Okay. Barrier.
Well, I was hoping it was banana peel. That would have made a funnier story.
It was, well, yeah.
Bananas are really rare, so that would kind of be insensitive.
Bananas are rare?
So.
Here, yeah.
Oh.
It's just the big banana famine of 2009.
I'm pretty well known at this point for making very insensitive comments. So.
Yeah, he like attacks people for being mutants and aliens and...
Yeah, it's kind of judgy for a guy who's not even from here.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Okay, I wasn't trying to be judgy, but I could see how that would come across that way.
Yeah.
So, I know better than to ask you if you're an alien, so I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to ask you where you're from. Are you from here?
I'm from the city, yeah.
This planet?
This is where I'm from. This is my home and everything. So I grew up watching, you know, all of these heroes, and I just wanted to be a part of that, you know? And
were you building stuff at a young age? Were you a builder?
I mean, those were just toys and things like that. I didn't start trying to build the suit until a few years ago.
What gave you the idea? Are there other power? I haven't seen anybody else in a suit like an exoskeleton.
Well, it didn't start as a suit. It was gonna start as like these hand things that would just manipulate light, but there was no way to power it on that small scale.
Did they repulse?
They would generate light,
okay,
and then construct that into physical components.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Right? So the idea would be like theoretically, I could just like generate a stick or a bat or a hammer or something like right in my hand.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But there was no way to really power it, so they kind of just started getting larger and larger.
Did your suit bulletproof?
Some bullets. Not the big stuff.
Okay.
But,
well, you do have some skin exposed, too, so I feel like that would be a problem.
Sure, if you hit the skin's not bulletproof.
Does it have a full helmet?
So...
I mean, you have the top hats on still now. You can turn that off, by the way, if you want.
Well, it's fine.
Okay.
You look fancy to me.
Thank you.
Very dapper.
I think you need a light monocle.
I mean, I could do that.
Yeah, can you do that real quick?
Sure.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that looks good.
It's good.
You look like... You look too classy to be here, really. You look like you should be at a gala.
Well, thank you. I that would be cool. I'd like to go to a gala.
Right.
You guys should invite him to one.
Maybe. We might have one. Now the bag falls out of another money truck. We might just have ourselves a gala. All right, so where were we?
He said something a few weeks ago about... I'm sure if you listened to it, you heard about the money falling off the back of the armored truck and that it disappeared. But
well, he was being nosy and asked how we were funded. And I said mostly private, you know, funding. And, you know, if we have to rescue, you know, an armored vehicle, you know, sometimes money bags fall out of the back of the truck. You know, sometimes it happens.
That does happen.
It does.
I've definitely seen that happen. I don't really know what happens at that point.
So that we can't always control where that money goes and vanishes.
That seems like a pretty tough problem to have to deal with.
It is. Yeah. It is.
I mean, do you get a lot of extra fish when that happens?
Fish?
Yeah, I do.
I don't. Sometimes I like to go down to the market and bring them in.
Right.
Because I know she'll enjoy cooking.
Do they remove the penises at the docks when they catch them?
That's my job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, usually... Yeah. I mean, you can buy them cheaper if they still got the penises on them, but...
Okay.
But then you got to carry all that extra weight home,
that's
you know,
true.
So...
If it's as big as you guys make it seem like.
They're massive, man. So, yeah. So, you can buy them cheaper, but it just depends on what you want. If you can do it yourself, it's a very delicate process. The whole thing can explode if you cut it off wrong.
Why do so many things explode in this world? That's what I'm noticing. Like, you guys are scared of me exploding.
It's a very turbulent world.
Just kind of the way it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
ever since we were kids, you guys remember, like, the rattles? Like, you had to rattle it correctly, otherwise your rattle would explode?
Yeah.
It's a very...
My friends, I never got one of those. We couldn't really afford them.
Yeah, they were
cool.
Elaborate.
So you had a pretty poor upbringing. Is that what you're saying? You didn't have a lot of money growing up.
I mean, we were working class family here in the city, and with so many villains and things like that, and just repair bills all the time. It was just tough to stay.
Were your parents heroes or
no?
Are they still around?
Yeah,
what do they think of your suit and your superhero-y things?
They don't know about it. That's why I don't tell anybody my real name, my secret identity.
Okay, but you said you don't have a full helmet, so people can just see your face.
Or is this what I really look like?
It's
a very elaborate construct. I feel like you might be just trying to throw us off, but
there's no way.
I'm keen to your game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so Ryan got a visit this past week from the doctor. Ryan, why don't you go ahead and tell us about that?
Well, yeah, apparently I have to...
What was the doctor's name?
Dr. Stonefist. Okay. I have to undergo a procedure to be able to walk around, and this was just a preliminary visit, so I didn't actually get anything inserted. I'm not sure.
They tell you that installed? It's just an IND in your arm?
Give me any details. They were just looking at things and shaving things. That was weird.
Well, my option for my implant was my arm.
Oh, I should probably ask for that, then. It seems like
the paperwork's already drawn, and, that ball's rolling. Sorry.
Balls.
I don't... Okay. I might... Yeah, my buddy's the prison guard here. I think I should...
We could have just put a wristband on you or something, but it's too late now. That ship sailed, so...
Yeah. I mean, it's not too late. The ship hasn't actually sailed.
But the paperwork, it's just a mess, so...
Okay, well, maybe I'll see if somebody wronged in some way.
This is part of the problem, though. It's all this red tape. All I want to do is help people, and you got to go through 18 layers of red tape because of this guy.
Yeah. I don't think it's... I mean,
no, you have to go through 600 different missions in the gauntlet, and then you can go help people.
Yeah, I mean,
600 missions to stop a bank robbery.
It's all Nora's fault too. It's not just me.
Well, she just maybe
she's got to make sure we're covered.
She's very loud too. So why haven't you done more of the gauntlet stuff to try and level up or whatever you guys call it?
Well, everybody's got all these abilities. They already know how to fight. Nobody ever taught me how to fight. I built a suit that has powers, and now I've got to figure out how to.
Is that why you request the training room 10 times a week? Do you sleep ever? Go home.
I go home, but what am I going to do useful there?
Do you still live with your parents? I have a feeling you still live with your parents.
I do not.
Okay.
That would be dangerous for them.
What? Oh, yeah. I mean, I can see that, but you don't tell anybody your secret identity, so I think you...
But if someone were to find out, it would be that much easier to tell
my
parents.
How many roommates do you have?
I don't have any roommates.
Yeah, I get a real roommate vibe coming
from you. This job does pay well. The benefits are good. And I'm still young. I have no health expense bills, so I got my own place. All right, I don't have a car or anything.
Well, the suit can't fly, and you take the bus. So yeah, I mean, I just feel like you could make a construct rocket that would shoot you to work or something. Is that how you thought
we
about
have,
that?
We have six helipads.
There you go.
Okay, but when you when you're a level one,
sometimes I can fly. When I can fly, I can bring you to work.
But when you're a level one, they don't want you to use your powers in public yet, unless it's an emergency.
So you can walk around in your suit, but you can't use your powers.
Well, I can't use the suit's powers. I can walk around in the suit, right? But and if there's an emergency, if something is happening right in front of me and that was a coincidence, I can stop it.
Okay.
Right? Half the time I don't even do that.
But I can't look out, I can't try and find stuff, and I can't just randomly use my suit.
The other day there was a bank robbery, but I was late for a movie, and I was I don't even have time for all that. And luckily it worked out, only a couple people died, but I caught the movie. It was a great movie.
And this guy's a level two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's done his challenges.
You did make your name tag, too, so that's the thing.
Yeah.
So where is your apartment?
That thing's double laminated. You're welcome.
Is it near the river, by any chance?
No, it's right, it's uptown.
Is it a van?
It is not a van.
Okay.
Right?
I just thought I'd check.
But I can't be too specific about it. It's uptown.
Uptown.
Okay, and it is a building structure.
Okay, but not a van, for
sure.
Not
a van.
And not near the river.
I do not own a vehicle.
Right, we got that.
If you did, it wouldn't be a van.
So not a van.
But it could be a non-running van that you just converted.
I do not own any vehicle.
Okay.
Running or not.
Okay. I just get a feeling that you maybe are not being 100% truthful.
if I really wanted to, like we were talking about, I could, like, generate, like, a light motorcycle. And I could ride
it. Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Because I'm not supposed to use my powers in public. Why are we not understanding
this? Who's gonna tell on you? I mean, everybody's just gonna be like, damn, that guy's cool.
Yeah, like...
But if anybody, like, level 4 or 5 sees me, then I'm like, that's it. I'm done. I'm out of here.
That's true. That's also true.
That might not be worth it, then.
Yeah.
Because
I'm, like, really good at firing you. Like, I'm so good at firing people that I can fire them from their next job afterward, too.
That's pretty good.
That's impressive.
Like, I can pre-fire them from that. Pre-fire? Yeah.
That's convenient. Yeah. You don't even have to show up then, you know? I appreciate you, saving everyone some time.
So just get in the gauntlet and do your challenges. I don't see why this is a big deal. The bus, you'd save so much time riding a light cycle. I mean, is that what you would call it, you think, or...?
A motorcycle made of light.
Okay. Yeah. Light cycle seems like it rolls. Don't you guys think? It rolls off the tongue.
Light cycle.
Yeah,
I mean, fine.
So why don't you just get in there and do? I mean, I know you said you can't fight, but you got this suit that, like, does stuff for you.
So I tried it once and it didn't go well, and so now I have to pass a couple of interviews before they'll let me try it again.
Whoa!
You know what you should do? You should do is use the light to make your suit look like a different suit, so that when somebody caught you using the suit, you were like, that wasn't me, that was a whole different suit, and then...
That's not very ethical.
No.
What am I,
we're supposed to be heroes.
Actually. I forgot.
You're supposed to be heroes.
Look, it's fine. I am HR. I own ethics. You can do that.
I do not want to go down that road. That doesn't sound like who I want to be.
Well, you won't. You won't go down that road if you don't have a motorcycle.
That's true. Well, the bus.
The bus
is just fine.
Yeah, see how many days that lands you.
So how often do buses get attacked in this? I feel like that would be a common...
Trains are the bigger.
Trains?
Yeah. But that bomb on the bus scenario, you know how random and specific it was?
Yeah,
that just happened like last week.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
That happened in a movie on my world, so...
Well, it sounds like an excellent movie.
Some people really like it. I don't know.
It sounds most excellent.
I feel like a lot of what happens on this earth happens in your movies.
Yeah, it's very weird. I mean, superheroes are legends, basically, in the world I come from.
Well, we should be. Maybe not me, because I don't.
I was going to say, people in exosuits, I mean, that's there's whole books written about those people. And,
no way. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, up until the past 10 years, nobody really read them, but, you know, they existed.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do people not know how to read on your phone?
No, they know how to read. It's
okay.
Just, you know, they...
Just asking.
Things of, you know...
Bright colors keep their primitive minds...
Wow.
Like, paying them attention, I guess. Keeps their focus.
I can definitely distract people with bright colors. That's my forte.
Well, because it comes out your booty. How does that not distract people?
You guys.
Yeah, can we see a teleport this week? Because, like, actually, you wouldn't let us see a teleport. We just wanted to see what it looks like.
Fine.
I want you to teleport right in front of us so
I'm
we can see
home.
Where it comes from.
But
exactly.
As long as you teleport back, because we need you here.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
And there, you're back already. That was quick.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, geez, that... It was cool. I did see some fart rainbows, so that was... I mean, they don't smell bad, so...
See, that would be so handy, like, if you can't remember, like, if you turn the stove off, stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, I do that all the time. I have a pretty intense case of OCD, so I can reassure myself instead of having to go back through the movements. It makes things a lot nicer. And meds. Meds are really good.
Yeah.
Do you need a lot of meds? I feel like that's...
For OCD?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, is that the
not
same
for
thing?
Anything
what does OCD
else.
Stand for in this world? Is it like a
optical OCD? Character determination?
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't sound so bad.
Well, it means I can't see things.
I take medicine. I take medicine because I get anxiety. Because like people always expect me to do shit for them. Like, you know, my kid's trapped in the building, and
that's a lot of pressure to put on you.
And I'm like, I'm really not up for it right now, guys.
They save their own child?
I'm not emotionally in that place where I'm ready to save somebody.
I get it.
So all your neighbors know you have powers?
Yeah, everybody knows I have powers.
Okay.
Yeah, and like they're always like,
just the guys down by the road.
Like, you know, it's like a thing. You know, maybe today he's up for it, maybe he's not, and most days I'm just not.
That's a shame. I mean, it seems like there's a lot of people that.
There are so many lives I could have saved by now. Yeah,
wow.
But
that doesn't ever, like, you don't feel guilty about that ever? I mean,
no, because I don't think responsibility comes with great power. I just don't see it that way.
See, and I'm the opposite. That's what I'm here for, is to save those people.
But you can't, because you don't have a light cycle.
But I will soon. It's just a matter of time.
You have 600... Is it 600 gauntlet... What
that's the total. 600 gauntlet challenges.
I mean, if you
but they don't take very long. They're only, like, a half an hour apiece.
And most of them are multiple choice.
That must be nice. I mean, how did you screw up a multiple choice gauntlet?
The first one's not multiple choice. Oh,
okay. Okay, I was going to say, that makes it seem, like, really bad. You seem like a smart guy, so...
The first one, you actually have to fight 3 rock golems, so if he failed so badly that he had to go through the interview process...
Well, maybe he did so much damage to the golem things.
That's very possible, because the first challenge is designed to fail. You're supposed to come out humble and know that you have to be part of a team.
Was that what the problem was? You did so good that they needed to interview you afterwards?
Not exactly. It was more of just... My constructs got a little out of control and overly ambitious and caused a lot of collateral damage.
Wait, so you don't control them?
Oh my god, you were the guy that completely set the room on fire.
I didn't set it on fire.
That's
I accidentally ruptured the gas line in the simulation room, and that caught the room on fire.
Seems like it's a bad idea to have a gas line in a simulation room, first of all. Like, whoever designed that...
Well, it was in... It wasn't... In, like, it was in the wall... Goes to another part of the building.
Oh my god, your aiming is terrible.
It wasn't like that, alright? Uh-huh. I built a giant, basically crane system to pick up the golems, and it threw the golem into the wall, and it destroyed the wall and the gas line with it, alright? If it had been outside in the real world, that wouldn't have happened.
Seems very short-sighted. See, I just left.
See, that's the thing about heroes. It's like, aren't they supposed to think about the things around them? And
I stand by that if they were real rock golems, I couldn't have thrown them that far because they would have been a lot heavier than they were in the simulation room. So the simulation was not accurate. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. How's that, when you tell your interviewer that, how's that going for you?
They're not thrilled.
I kind of figured. Well, I appreciate you coming on as a guest. This is about the time we normally wrap up, so... thank you for coming on, Construct, and
thanks for treating me good
in the old prison, and hopefully I won't be there with you much longer. Do you think maybe there's a chance you could get me, like, out to go walk around somewhere beyond?
We can totally hit up the town, man, and you can
the whole town? Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, and look, you can crash at my place.
In the van?
In the back seat, or, like, or...
Fine, never mind.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that later, but I really appreciate you coming on the podcast and being a fan, and I hope that my colleagues have not tarnished your experience or opinion of us. And I hope
we give Connie a hard time.
Yeah, okay. He obviously doesn't like that name.
It's the Construct.
Okay, sweetie.
Okay, well, if you... we didn't get any new emails this week, so I didn't read it. I don't have anything to read, but I hope that in the next couple weeks that we'll get something. So if you are on this Earth, Earth 2, then you can send snail mail to the headquarters. I'm assuming somebody will know what that means. If you're not on that Earth, and you somehow, Derek has gotten this to be released in my Earth, we have an email that you guys can email us at, and please do, because I want to know that the information about this world is getting out there and that people can realize that there's other Earths out there. Email us at earth2@heroespodcast.com. Heroes Podcast is plural. Make sure that S is in there. It won't get to me. Maybe that's what's happening. Anyway, and the 2 is a number. See, maybe that's what it is. See, I gotta be more clear. The 2 is a number 2, not the word 2. Anyway, I know that was bad thinking on my part, but hopefully you guys can figure it out and send us some emails. And if you have anything you want to say to any of my colleagues, or I can pass it along to the Construct, let me know, and I'll pass it along to them.
Ladies, ladies, ladies!
He's looking. Anyway, we will be back hopefully next week, unless I find some way to get home. So,
you're not going home.
Yeah, hopefully I don't explode before then.
Better not.
We'll see you guys next week. Bye.